This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. On April the 25th, 2015, a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck central Nepal, leaving devastation in its wake. Yet 1 year on, the thousands of people who lost everything in the disaster are still living in temporary shelters made from salvaged wood covered with corrugated metal sheets. Although little progress has been made in rebuilding the many homes destroyed as a result of the quake, aid agencies in the country are helping the population to rebuild their lives. One of those organisations is the UK-based Catholic aid agency CAFOD. Director of CAFOD's partner Caritas Nepal, Father Silas Bogati, spoke to me about their work 1 year on.
I mean, we are yet to start the reconstruction. That is, I'm talking about permanent shelters. The victims are yet to be provided with permanent shelters. So far, Caritas Nepal and our Caritas Confederation has reached out to 350,000 people, beneficiaries, almost about 90,000 households. We have provided temporary shelter materials and food and non-food items to restart their lives. But that is not enough now. We have come around with a one-year cycle. People have faced a hard monsoon, also winter, and now we are coming very close to having another monsoon season coming up. So it will be rather difficult for the people to face another monsoon without permanent shelter. So it is very much essential to start a reconstruction of a permanent shelter for these people, and the government has just given us permission to do that.
I mean, obviously, it's very difficult for these people a year on. They're still living in very temporary accommodation. Psychologically, that must be very difficult for the people in Nepal.
Yes, it is very difficult, as people are still living in a tents in some places. So permanent shelter construction is very much essential for the people, and government of Nepal has just made a move towards this.
What about people's livelihoods? I mean, a lot of people probably grew their own food before the earthquake. You know, they had particular jobs. I mean, how are people surviving on a day-to-day basis that maybe don't have work now?
Well, in the villages, village was the most hard hit. Many NGOs are working in livelihood programs, providing them animal husbandry and also vegetable and seed support. Some of these seeds that NGOs and INGOs have provided, they have planted. So slowly life is returning back to normal, and food is still a problem, but more or less people have been able to manage, though there are a lot of hardships. Some livelihood support that has been provided to the people has helped them to restart their life. And NGOs and INGOs, even Caritas, is busy trying to push forward all these programs so the people can have a nervous return to their life.
What about infrastructure? I mean, things like hospitals and schools. I mean, obviously, there was an awful lot of damage last year. What about core buildings?
There are many schools that were destroyed in Sindhu Palchok. About almost 84 schools, I believe, were destroyed. So some of our partners are working, like Caritas Suisse is helping to reconstruct schools, and also UNICEF and other NGOs and INGOs, also our Nepal Jesuit Society. They are helping to reconstruct some of the schools. So the schools were allowed to build, and many places, many NGOs and INGOs, including Caritas Network, is helping to build schools. So that has been given as a priority. And Caritas Suisse is in the forefront building a lot of these infrastructures.
With regard to the people of Nepal, how resilient are they? I mean, they've been through so much. Do you find that they've hope? Do you find that they're resilient? That they still have a lot of hope a year after this disaster?
People are very much hopeful, and our Nepalese people are. I mean, they are very a community that continues to have a hope that the government, NGOs and INGOs will deliver the promise that we will be with them and help them. So people are very hopeful. Recently, I had been to a village that was destroyed by earthquake, most of the houses, and they were demanding in one voice that we help them to rebuild their permanent shelters. So people are very much hopeful, though odds have been against them, and they have lived through much hardships.